Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Yeah, you're very welcome back to Tech Talk. This is Jess Kelly with you here on News Talk. We recently looked back at the story of Apple and how a key product launch changed everything. But 2 years before that moment in 2007, another tech service was born. And you could argue it set the stage beautifully for everything that came after.
All right, so here we are in front of the elephants. Cool thing about these guys is that they have really, really, really long fronts, and that's cool. And that's pretty much all there is to say.
It's by no means the most impressive 18 seconds on YouTube, but Me at the Zoo was the very first video to feature on the platform 20 years ago. It's been over two decades since the idea was born, and the scale of the company today makes its humbling beginnings feel like a fever dream. So let's hit rewind on the biggest video platform on the planet. The year is 2005. Three former PayPal employees, Chad Hurley, Steve Chen and Jawed Karim, notice an issue with the internet. While most of us went around with a digital camera capturing cute clips of a night out or funny moments with friends, there was no easy way to share it with the world. There are a few strands to the story of the evolution of the idea, but Jawed highlighted the biggest one. There was a huge issue when it came to finding clips of massive cultural moments online. The examples often cited range from the Janet Jackson Super Bowl controversy to the aftermath of the tsunami in 2004. There was a clear opportunity for a user-friendly video sharing service. Enter YouTube.com.
Ah. Oh, ouch! Ouch! Ouch, Charlie! Ouch! Charlie, that really hurt. No, Charlie bit me. And that really hurt, Charlie, and it's still hurting.
The very first video, Me at the Zoo, was uploaded on the 23rd of April 2005. From it, you can see quite clearly the grainy quality of the cameras at that time, and there's absolutely nothing of note within that video. But it's there, and is now a very important part of the history of the internet.
Lazy Sunday, wake up in the late afternoon. Call Parnell just to see how he's doing.
Hello,
what up, Parnell?
Yo, Sandberg, what's crackin'?
You thinking what I'm thinking?
Party up!
Man, it's happening.
But first, my hunger pains are sticking like duct tape.
Just hit up Magnolia and Mac on some cupcakes.
No doubt that bakery's got all about Bob Frosty.
I love those cupcakes like McAdams loves Gosling.
Gosling.
That there is a snippet from Saturday Night Live's Lazy Sunday, which went viral on the platform. Early adopters, such as The Lonely Island from SNL, realised they could create instant global hits. YouTube not only stored key cultural moments, but also widened their reach. The growth and impact of the platform was so vast that it caught the attention of internet giant Google. The company had been fumbling around with its own Google video service, so it kind of makes sense that the community YouTube had built caught its attention. In a landmark deal in 2006, November 2006 to be precise, Google purchased YouTube for $1.65 billion in stock.
Finally, tonight there has been a big merger in the business world, one that may say a lot about our world these days and what we have come to value the most. Today, Google bought YouTube for $1.65 billion. Most people know what Google is. It's a noun. It's a place, kind of. At least it has offices and a logo. And it's a verb. People Google things to look them up. YouTube is more of an idea than it is a place. It's a place where you can go and watch video clips, clips like our all-time favorite Pinky the Cat.
He's a very loving cat.
That's all YouTube is. It's a place for clips. It was already considered valuable enough to have a promotional agreement with this very network, and now it's beyond big. Remember, YouTube didn't exist 2 years ago, and consider this. 100 million people watched something on either site in just the month of August. Google was already the biggest media company in the world. It's worth $130 billion and has $10 billion in cash in the bank. Its two founders are both 33 years old. YouTube's founders are 27 and 29. It is a young person's game. The videos are quick. The fortunes are huge, even though they just don't make media empires the way they used to.
It was and remains a massive price tag for a business that was barely 2 years old, but it was an investment in the future of video and clearly proved to be one of the best made by the company.
Hi YouTube, this is Chad and Steve. We're the co-founders of the site, and we just want to say thank you. Today we have some exciting news for you. We've been acquired by Google.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks to every one of you guys that have been contributing to YouTube, the community. We wouldn't be anywhere close to where we are without the help of this community. Thanks a lot.
We're going to stay committed to developing the best service for you, developing the most innovative service and tools and technologies so you can keep having fun on our site.
As YouTube settled into the wider Google family, the company got serious about monetization. The YouTube Partner Program was launched, and it was a game changer. It allowed creators to earn a share of ad revenue, making the nice little hobby of video creation and sharing into a viable career. And so we entered the era of the YouTuber.
Hello everyone! You'd think, new year, fresh start, maybe, just maybe, I could do a whole introduction without getting anything wrong. But no, I just can't do introductions. Anyway, the whole point of me making this video for you today is to give you a complete rundown of all my favourite beauty products of 2012.
No longer did you need a network or a studio deal to become a star of the screen. You just needed a camera, an idea, and an internet connection. We saw a new breed of business people emerge. They were authentic, niche-focused, and incredibly accessible, building massive followings that traditional media could only envy.
Today, I'm going to be giving my 40 million subscriber all 40 of these cars. We have a Porsche, a Chrysler, a Tesla with a custom 40 mil wrap on it, and even a SpongeBob car.
Can I pick this one myself?
YouTube gives you a list of your most recent subscribers, and when I hit 40 million, I refresh the list and I message the newest one. And all I told him is that I have a surprise for him. He has no idea we're giving him 40 cars. Guys, stop jumping on the cars.
Imagine getting 40 cars. How much did you spend?
How much do you think?
300,000.
More.
Really?
Yeah.
500?
I don't want to tell you.
While young people made millions from sharing themselves and their creativity online, we also saw the huge cultural moments spread like wildfire.
Open Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style. Op, 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 op. Open Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style. Op, op, op.
This infuriatingly catchy tune became the first video to ever hit 1 billion views in 2012. Turns out the music video wasn't dead after all. Documentaries and think pieces also found a home on the platform. The move from VHS to DVD and Blu-ray seemed bonkers when all other video content could be watched on the internet. The company continued to grow, but so too did talk of YouTube being a threat to TV. Other streamers came along and the battle for the top spot for our attention ensued. By the 2020s, the battle was won. According to Nielsen data, YouTube has repeatedly topped the charts as the most popular streaming service watched on US TVs, beating giants like Netflix and Disney+. YouTube was no longer just a clip-based site. It had become the entertainment hub for millions.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? For First We Feast, I'm Sean Evans, and you're watching Hot Ones. It's the show with hot questions and even hotter wings. And today we're joined by Owen Wilson. He's an actor and writer with more than 60 films over the course of a three-decade-long Hollywood career, including an incredible run of timeless comedies. And on that topic, he has a very funny TV show out now. It's called Stick, and it's available to stream on Apple+. Owen Wilson, welcome to the show.
Happy to be here, a little nervous, but kind of nervous excited. Kind of like I felt with my Armageddon character. 98% excited, 2% scared. Or maybe it's 2% excited, 98% scared.
This was aided in part by the selling of movies and TV shows from major studios, broadening its content beyond user uploads. And then came the introduction of subscriptions.
I'm Johanna Vulic, Chief Product Officer at YouTube.
Well, we want it to be somewhat simple, right? You can't have, people have all kinds of different needs, but you don't want to have an infinite number of tiers because then it's pretty complex to understand. So you want to look at what are like the core needs. So we have people who really want a ton of things like downloading and backgrounding and music, and that's really our core premium offering. You have other people who are using Google services like G1, and so we have an offering that combines premium with G1. You have people who are in families, and so we have things like a family plan, and you might think about other kind of ways that people relate to each other, and so we're thinking about things there. And then this is our, you know, really basic tier for people who just want a really core, uninterrupted creator content.
In 2018, YouTube Premium was launched. This offered users an ad-free, download-friendly version bundled with YouTube Music. It wasn't an overnight success, but the strategy has clearly paid off. As of 2025, there are more than 125 million paid subscribers globally, giving both the company and its creators a second revenue stream. We have seen a continuous evolution in terms of the content on the platform since 2005. Successful shows like Hot Ones now sit alongside snippets from traditional broadcast shows like Jimmy Fallon's Tonight Show. YouTube Shorts was introduced to nab some of the attention TikTok was capturing. Live streaming and shopping integrations show that the goal of becoming the complete destination for entertainment and commerce is not even nearly out of its reach. The progress and success over the last 20 years is staggering, but the platform continues to face challenges. There are questions around content moderation, keeping creators happy, and AI slop, but to name a few. That being said, with content creator being the most desired job title for many of our young people, there is no sign of YouTube slowing down anytime soon.
Oppa Gangnam Style.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.